A County Derry man who made almost £500,000 profit from selling illegal TV sports streaming services, known to most of us as dodgy boxes, has been sentenced to 4 years in jail. The PSNI described it as a brazen operation that ran for several years as though it was a legitimate legal business. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney has been following this case. Vincent, the case relates to Cormac McGuckin, who's from the Meadows in Ballaghy. He was before OMA Crown Court. What did the court hear about his operation?
Indeed, he was up in court today, as you say, along with his wife, Maura McGuckin, who's 34. She had admitted lesser charges. And the court heard that Cormac McGuckin had set up an illegal streaming service back in January 2016. It ran through until July 2020. Now, during that time, he was said to have given access to around 2,000 people, 2,000 customers of his, who were given access illegally to Sky Sports and BT Sports. And through, as you said, the purchase of what's commonly known as dodgy boxes. So they paid him a small fee instead of paying Sky Sports and BT Sports the money they should have paid them. It was uncovered by an investigator from the Federation Against Copyright Theft, known as FACT. That investigator became aware of the services from a Facebook posting. He then used a pseudonym, a false name, to join a Facebook group, and in that group you could sign up to the service. So he did exactly that. He entered his false details and was able to get a subscription. Once that happened, he then alerted the PSNI, and they said that after a complex investigation, they'd established that five-figure sums of money had been paid into a PayPal account on a weekly basis over a long period of time. They discovered over £700,000 in bank accounts. It was estimated that around £475,000 of that had been sheer profit. And the court was told that Cormac McGuckin and his wife, Maura, had enjoyed a lavish lifestyle. They drove high-end cars. They also splashed out a lot of money on very expensive holidays. But say that came to an end when FACT raised the alarm and the police then began their investigation.
And today, Vincent, the two were sentenced.
They were indeed. Now, Cormac McGuckin had admitted 10 charges when he appeared in court last month, so he's up for sentencing today. Those charges were a range of fraud charges, including setting up and running this business, which had operated under three different names over a four-year period. Now, the judge, Philip Babington, read from pre-sentence reports. And in those reports, Cormac McGuckin said he did not believe he was doing anything wrong, that he regarded what he was doing as a victimless crime. But the judge didn't accept that. He said McGuckin was highly culpable. He said his motivation was purely financial and that he had made a great deal of money. The judge also revealed that McGuckin had 25 previous convictions, 23 of which he said were relevant because they were 23 charges involving theft and fraud. And he said a period of time spent in custody previously clearly hadn't worked, so we sentenced Cormac McGuckin to 4 years. And he also pointed out that it wasn't possible to say precisely how much money he had cost the copyright owners Sky Sports and BT Sports through the running of his business. Now, he'll serve 2 years in prison and two on licence, meaning he'll be sent back to prison if he re-offends during that time. Now, his wife, Maura, she was given a 12-month suspended sentence for one count of possessing criminal property and two of converting criminal property. Now, the judge said he was satisfied that she had simply sat back and benefited from her husband's dishonesty. And he told her, "I do not believe you'd be before this court if it wasn't for your husband's actions."
Vincent Kearney at OMA Crown Court. Thank you for that.